السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله، yesterday we commenced a discussion on the name of Allah Al-Aleem, the being who is all-knowing. A quick recap, we mentioned that Allah's knowledge encompasses everything, whether it's the outward, the inward, the open, the hidden, the past, the present, the future, external, internal. Allah Himself says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. There's nothing in the heavens nor in the earth that is hidden from Allah, even if it's the equivalent of an atom. And then we discussed yesterday the knowledge of Allah as described in a dua that was made by a Bedouin. And how the Bedouin, when praising Allah in the dua, because part of dua is you begin with the praise of Allah. And he was acknowledging that Allah is that being who knows the weight of all mountains, who knows the measurement of every drop in every ocean, who knows the measurement and the quantity of every raindrop that falls, has fallen and will fall forever. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the quantity of everything upon which the night darkens and everything upon which the sun rises. Everything which the ocean conceals at its lowest depths and everything which the mountain conceals in its deepest caves. All of this is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now today we discuss what is the difference between the knowledge of man and the knowledge of Allah. Man also can obtain ilm, knowledge, but Allah is alim, the all-knowing. So the scholars have made mention of 5 or 6 key differences. The one is, Allah's knowledge is equal in every field, in every science, in every aspect. Whereas man's knowledge can never be equal in every science. If you're a Maulana, highly unlikely you're a doctor. And even if you're a Maulana and a doctor, highly unlikely you're going to be a lawyer. You can't have equal knowledge in every science. Whereas Allah's knowledge is equal in every aspect of what exists in terms of knowledge. Then man's knowledge is in a state of flux, whereas Allah's knowledge is constant. So when you're still learning, you know little. When you have learned, you know a bit more. With experience, you know even more. But then as you become old and you become senile, then the same knowledge starts to diminish. Your knowledge is in a constant state of flux. Allah's knowledge is not. The third difference is, Allah's knowledge is intrinsic. Allah has it from ever before until ever after. Whereas man has to go and seek knowledge. You have to acquire knowledge. You have to make an effort. Then Allah's knowledge does not terminate. Man's knowledge terminates. At times it terminates with illness. One car accident, Allah protect us, then what happens? You can't remember nothing. Memory loss. Your years of school and university and everything is gone. You meet a very elderly person who has reached ardalil umur. The Quran says, لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. After knowing a lot, you know nothing. They would say, this man was an expert in his field. Now he's reached such an advanced age, he can't even string together 2 sentences. Let alone talk to you with any degree of authority on that field in which he was an expert. He no longer has any command over that knowledge. Now that does not apply to Allah. Allah's knowledge does not ever terminate. And then Allah's knowledge in one field does not prevent him from having knowledge in another field. Whereas man is restricted in that regard. And last but not least, Allah's knowledge is infinite. There's no limit to Allah's knowledge. Whereas man's knowledge is limited, it's finite. You can be the number one expert in the world in your field, but there'll always be something that the new graduate will teach you. There'll always be something that you did not know. When COVID struck us, in the initial stages, all the doctors and scientists and specialists of the world together were scratching their heads and what is this? One microscopic virus that they could not make sense of, that they were struggling with. Because knowledge of a man has its limitations, but knowledge of Allah has absolutely no limitations. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to recognize Him via His attributes. Al-Aleem, the one who knows anything and everything. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.